Hello. This is a secret in my room. Yes. You don't believe me. My You'll find out soon enough. I don't want to ruin the surprise. What are you doing? Is that a movie I'm hearing? Oh. What movie is that the one that wears a hockey mask? I like scary movies. I like your voice. The way you talk to me is calming. So, gonna go. Maybe. Do you have a girlfriend? So that's who I'm looking at right now. You look so cute, being so vulnerable in a house like that. Hide, run. I don't care. Just know. And if I catch you, you will be mine.
Running and hiding? Little mouse, who knew you could be so creative? Although, being up a tree won't do you any good in this situation. What are you gonna do now? Stay up there forever? Or do you want me to go out there and get you? So cute. You want to surrender? That isn't how this works, Mouse. Oh, yeah. And why would I let you do that? Okay. You have some interesting ideas. A shame they aren't good enough to get you out of this situation. Okay, I can't wait any longer. How about we get you out of this tree now? Perfect catch. It's honestly. What was I thinking when I broke the branch? I could have killed you? Really? Which you didn't end up falling on because I caught you. Anyways, maybe that was my intention. How do you know I'm not here to kill you? Now you're finally silent. Do you usually like to complain to people? You didn't usually get chased by random strangers. You're more funny than I thought. I've been watching you for some time now. It's fun seeing you, especially in your more intimate moments. Well, I'm not the one dancing around teasingly with only a pair of boxers on at night with open windows. It's like you almost want me to see you. Watch you. Ouch, creep. That's harsh. I only like to check in on you. Well, you could get to know me. I was being nice, ignoring the creep comment. But not saying you don't want to get to know a creepy stalker psychopath doesn't do any favors for you. That's how you view me. Isn't it better to see the side of me so you know in advance later? Well, it doesn't matter if you like me or not. Now that I have you. You're the one who's cute. Yeah, can't stop talking, huh? Is this a habit of yours? Try saying that again in a less spooked tone, because your nervousness is really getting me going. I told you to watch your tone. Maybe you want the danger and adrenaline. Maybe you just want to be hunted like an animal and then captured and ravaged in the most. Is that what you want, little mouse? Oh, don't lie to me. I've seen your search history. Oh, do you realize how easy it is to find out what you like? By just accessing your phone log. I know you get off. Don't lie to me. Isn't that right? Oh, look at you being so adorable. Didn't I say your nervousness gets me going? Let's add your denial. Lucille. What? You wanted my name. You've got it. Now what? I really do love the sound of my name and your sweet little voice. No, if you scream, I'll just muffle it. And if you hit me, it'll piss me off. And my actions will turn drastic. Highly not recommended. You're so cute when you beg. You want to go home? Good idea. Let's go home. Not with me. We're going home. As in you and me. I'm not leaving you alone, little mouse. You said you were watching a movie, right? How about we finish it together? Oh, but you're going to do exactly what I say. That way, I won't have to use this. You see how sharp this is? Yeah, it's all sharp for you, my little mouse. Oh, I never made any promises that I wasn't here to kill you. You're so smart. True. I did mention that your opinion could change about me in the future. But that doesn't mean that tonight I could be forgiving enough to let you go. Well, if you remain a good boy for me, then maybe, just maybe, I'll let you see the light of day. How's that sound? But no. Not as long as you're alive. I will always be with you. Stalking you. Watching you. Maybe in your house. You really should stop keeping your windows open. It makes it really easy to slip inside. It's your fault, not mine. No. Why are you so silent? It's me crazy. You're patiently sitting on my lap. You're sitting here on me, like this. obvious. Like you were always supposed to be mine. And you think. Good. You're learning. I'm pleased. You're even more adorable when you're quiet. Because you're being especially good for me. I'll put the knife away now. But don't ever think about trying anything. Because it will only end badly for you. Now, let's pull you closer to me. Don't know how you managed to have this much of an effect on me. It kind of pisses me off.